John Taylor on the line with us now from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. We were hoping earlier, and some of the newscast talked about the hope that the jobs reports would have some good news. But, John, it may not be that way.
No, they're really not. There were some jobs created last month, but not as many as expected. And let's talk about the effect that's already having on the Dow futures and the S&P futures. Of course, yesterday we got a bit of an uptick. The Dow was up about 188 points, NASDAQ up 45, S&P also up about 20 points. This morning before we opened, the Dow futures were down 84 points. They were only down about 30 points until we get the number from the Department of Labor, the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And here's the number. The good news is this, that the unemployment rate dropped again from 6.7 to 6.6%. I'll tell you why in a minute. That's not really all that good of news. The number of non-farm payrolls created last month, 113,000. Now, that's not all that bad. It's better than the revised number of 75,000 for the month of December. But the problem was the consensus number was it was going to be about 185,000. Some of the talking head experts this morning on TV were saying by about 150. It came in at 113. Now, the reason the unemployment rate dropped is because the labor participation rate continues to suffer. This is the percentage of Americans that are basically eligible to work, that are working or trying to find a job, and it's at 63%, which is really pretty pitiful. Some people say, well, that's because there's so many old baby boomers like me, and some of them are leaving the workforce. Well, how about this number? If you go back to October of 2008 when the crisis began, and you can calculate the labor force participation rate for people between the ages of 20 and 24, it dropped from 74.3% to 70% today, which means younger people are still having great difficulties finding jobs. Some news out of the parent company of Baldor, of course, that's a Swiss company, ABB, shouldn't affect us here, but they're announcing they were putting a number of things on the chopping block. They're trying to sell some, quote, non-core assets, raise about $1 billion. A few years after they bought Baldor, they also bought Thomas & Betts, a company headquartered in Memphis. Well, they're going to sell several of their operations, their steel structures operations. They're also going to sell the Thomas & Betts heating and air conditioning unit and a separate industrial services business. And then within the Power Solutions division, they bought Power One about a year ago for about $1 billion, and they're going to sell part of that. So ABB getting down to, I guess, the lean, mean part, selling non-core assets. Interesting thing that's happened to Apple. Back on January the 8th, you may remember that Apple stock had a really tough day. They released their quarterly numbers, had record numbers in terms of the number of units that they sold, but wasn't good enough for Wall Street. Stock dropped $46 a share that day, or about 8%. Well, guess what Apple's been doing since? They've been buying their own shares. And we know that Apple's sitting on about $160 billion of cash. They've bought $14 billion worth of their own stock since January the 8th when that downtick happened. Apple says they were surprised and don't understand the adverse reaction of the market that day when their stock dropped 8%. And they say, quote, this means that we're betting on Apple. It means that we're really confident on what we're doing and what we plan to do. We're not just saying that. We're showing that with our actions. In other words, they're putting their cash, their money where their mouth is. These technology companies have been jumping around all week. For example, LinkedIn, which is the online professional networking solution, their stock's down about 7% this morning. They beat Wall Street's expectations yesterday, but they said, guess what, the revenue growth is slowing down. We saw the same thing with Twitter yesterday, which got hammered, which had big numbers, but rate of growth slowing. Well, we also see some numbers like that with Pandora. Pandora, the online, of course, free music service, their stock down 10% yesterday. Now, this is a company that has a $6 billion market cap. It's never made any money, but it's worth $6 billion, and their growth is slowing also. And lastly, this is kind of another commentary on what's happening in the labor market. You may be familiar with a company called Monster Worldwide. It's an online digital service where you find jobs and they match employers and employees up. They became famous a couple of years ago with some Super Bowl ads. Well, their stock was up 22% yesterday. They posted fourth quarter numbers that beat Wall Street's expectations. But the main thing, it shows that more and more job hunters are using this digital service to try to find jobs as they emerge from, as we emerge from this unemployment situation we've been in. So people are out there looking for jobs, but unfortunately more and more people are leaving the workforce also because they're giving up, and that's why the unemployment rate is dropping. It's not because things are great.
All right, John. Well, something to think about, and again, we wish you a good weekend. Times record column from time to time. You'll have one coming up before long.
Yeah, I haven't been getting many questions lately. I guess you know, people already know all the answers.
Well, we'll encourage them to get them to you.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you. John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. A reminder that you could visit with him right there, or you could call him at 479-782-2527. As he pointed out, you may have a question about something he has brought up in the conversation, or you may have something in your personal finances you'd like to ask him about. He would certainly love to talk with you on the phone, or you could email him at johntaylor@sternag.com. Patrick.